We understand how important he is to this organization and to this team, and I mean, I think he's done a great job since I've been here, the way he manages us and, you know, his game plans going into each week and his play calling. I mean, he puts us in great positions to be able to make plays.
One of the things, you know, you have with Aaron and him being on the same page for so long, as you always hear, Aaron knows this offense, you know, as well as Coach McCarthy maybe. Is there any story in your mind or a time where, like, how did Aaron know that, like, with the knowing the offense so well?
No, I mean, I feel like we're all, once you get into this system, you all pick, you pick up on situational calls and, you know, certain play calls against certain defenses, and you have an understanding of what to expect. So the more you know with the game plan in that sense, it's going to help you out to play faster and to be more efficient.
You're on the field for it, but so you kind of like watching the chess match aspect of it. Coach McCarthy just talking about always staying ahead of the curve and keeping the offense evolving. Do you like kind of sitting back and looking at it?
No, I'm playing ball. You know, I'm not really worried about the chess match. I got to go out there and make sure that I'm the one moving the pawn whenever that play comes. So, you know, I don't really pay attention to that.
How much confidence do you guys carry into facing this Bears team? You didn't have to punt last time you saw them.
You know, we understand what we're capable of doing. It's just continue to execute and continue to be committed to the things we've been able to do and been able to get the job done.
Feel like you're still improving? This offense is still improving?
Yeah, I mean, we're improving every day. That's the reason we practice. That's the reason we go out and try to get better each week.
Do you study? Like, do you usually know what cornerback is going to cover you in the slot like, before a game?
For the most part, yeah. There's times where you don't get to study some of the guys due to injury or due to whatever's going on that week.
So, I mean, what goes into that? And, I mean, when you do have an idea of who's going to be facing you, you personally, I mean, how do you study tendencies? Because a lot of guys are covering you different ways this year, it seems.
Yeah, it's just breaking them down. I mean, it's a lot of film study and watching that guy and seeing what his tendencies are and how he played certain receivers and just seeing what his tendencies are. So it definitely helps out whenever you have a great idea of who you're going against.
How much do you think that's really helped you out this first half of the year?
I think it's been great. You know, definitely think that for the most part, I've had a good idea of who I was facing in the game and been able to, you know, break those guys down and perform against them.
I might have been guilty of it a moment ago. What do you think, just as a football player, when either fans or just people you're talking to or media, probably us more than anybody else, ask all these kind of scheme-specific things? I feel like football fans are really, like, scheme-oriented. So what do you think as a player when you hear people kind of outside the locker room ask about that stuff?
Well, I mean, definitely they want to know. They want to know the inside scoop. I mean, that's with anything. You want to know what's going on inside. But, you know, that's important for us to keep what we do to us, so you know we don't let those things out and be able to have that advantage.
But you're a basketball fan too. I mean, I know you see on Twitter and stuff like that. Do you feel like it's more so in football that everybody get like dives into that minutia of strategy and stuff?
Well, I think it's a lot more strategy to football than you know what some other sports, you know, with the basketball and some of those other sports have. It's very schematic, and the little things that you do differently definitely gives you a big an advantage.
I asked Dayton about this. I wonder if you had the same experience. You're saying that sometimes friends will come to him and say, like, well, in Madden, we run this, and that's really effective, so why don't you give it a shot? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, fans always give their input, and you know, you have those couch coaches everywhere. So, you know, you're going to get that everywhere you go.